The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian, the presentation was made today by Peter Marlette with regards to the Buffalo Pro soccer team that he's proposing to bring to the city of Buffalo. Just your thoughts in terms of what you heard today and your overall line thoughts on the proposal to bring a pro soccer team here.
Yeah, it's really exciting for the city of Buffalo. I think about, you know, the economic impacts, what a driver this could be for the city of Buffalo. And we heard in council, you know, some of the numbers and the revenue it could generate for the city of Buffalo. And I also think about, you know, the addition and the resources they could provide to some of our youth sports, and just having another entertainment venue and resource for residents is exciting. To hear that they're committed to the city of Buffalo stands out to me, and they've really engaged the community with community meetings, a survey. So I really like how they're approaching this.
Any concerns with what they're proposing? Anything that kind of makes you, whether it's second guess or just further question certain elements about their proposal?
No, not initially. I'm be honest, I know very high scale general information right now. So I know they want to build a stadium, and I think that could be great for the city of Buffalo and bringing another pro sports team. So really not seeing the negatives right now. And I'm sure, you know, as we get more into it, we'll learn more information.
Do you feel everything is feasible with this plan, especially given that we're in November of 2024 and they want to break ground early next year on a stadium and then be up and going by March 2026?
You know, I like the enthusiasm and I hope they deliver. But either way, you know, we get there even at a later point in time. I'm still happy for the city of Buffalo. It seems like an aggressive timeline, and I like that. I like the mentality, and I hope they get there. But I've, you know, from the community meeting, from the results of the survey, they really are working hard. So hopefully that's a realistic timeline.
One of the sites that we know is in the discussions, there's two, but the one is the old Buffalo News parking lot site. And I think Councilmember Nowakowski said it earlier, where it's just like there's a lot of parking lots down in his district there. Mm-hmm. I mean, what would that site specifically bring to the city of Buffalo, and to have something like that there?
Yeah, it's excellent. I think you could put it really anywhere in the city of Buffalo and you could still bring it, because soccer is a global sport, right? I was trying to talk about that on the council too. It's just, you know, there's a lot of people watching from all over the world. So the impacts of bringing it into the city of Buffalo, it's amazing. I think it'll generate more tourism. It'll help our small businesses. And I support it wherever they put it. You know, of course, I'd love to see it in my district too, and benefit from the economic impacts and just have something else for the residents to, you know, come and support. Wherever they go, we'll support them, and I wish them well. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.